And now from Treasure Island Oldies, here's the rock and roll news for the week of March 17th. Singer-songwriter Eric Carmen, best known for his hit song All By Myself, died this past weekend on the 11th of March at age 74. His star rose to fame with the power pop group The Raspberries before he became a very successful solo artist himself. The Raspberries had their debut release in 1972, and songs that went all the way up the charts were included, Go All The Way, and a song that was actually banned by the BBC in the UK for sexually suggestive lyrics. However, four albums that they did afterwards, and he broke up the band in 1975, and he began a solo career. And, of course, among the songs that he's best known for is All By Myself, which also became one of Canadian singer Celine Dion's most iconic hits when she did a cover version of it. Eric Carmen has passed away at age 74. In other news, the Bee Gees made their U.S. television debut on The Ed Sullivan Show this week in 1968. Carl Perkins made his first TV appearance on the Ozark Jamboree in 1956. Legendary DJ Alan Freed hosted his first Moondog Coronation Ball in Cleveland, Ohio, this week in 1952. And in 1978, the movie American Hot Wax, that was about Alan Freed, had its premiere. The film Rio Bravo with Dean Martin, Ricky Nelson, and Walter Brennan, along with John Wayne, opened this week in 1960. In 1958, Jerry Lee Lewis became the first artist to sing three songs on American Bandstand. He actually sang them and did not lip-sync them. Jefferson Airplane changed their name to Jefferson Starship this week in 1974. In 1957, Elvis Presley bought Graceland Mansion for $102,500, $37,000 of which was a mortgage. In 1969, this week, John Lennon married Yoko Ono in Gibraltar. A parade was held in London, England before Martha Reeves headlined the first Motown tour of England that also featured Stevie Wonder, The Supremes, and The Temptations this week in 1965. In 1991, Michael Jackson signed a $60 million contract with Sony Records, the largest ever at the time. Dick Clark retired as host of American Bandstand this week in 1989, but 30 years earlier in 1959, he interviewed Bobby Rydell, who made his teenage television debut with Dick on American Bandstand. John Lennon and Yoko Ono began their Bed In for Peace in Amsterdam this week in 1969. In 1978, the British Broadcasting Corporation aired the Beatles parody The Ruttles, All You Need Is Cash. What a hysterical show that was, too. Bob Dylan's first electric album, Bring It All Home, released this week in 1965. A classic major movie, Blackboard Jungle, that launched the song Rock Around the Clock by Bill Haley and his Comets, was released this week in 1955. In 1959, Bobby Darin's That's All album, which included Mac the Knife and Beyond the Sea, was released. Donna Summer received a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame in 1992. Kenner, Louisiana named a street Lloyd Price Avenue after their native son in 1994. Tony Orlando received a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame this week in 1990. The Coasters recorded Yakety Yak in 58. Bobby V cut Come Back When You Grow Up in 67. Sarah Vaughan recorded Whatever Lola Wants in 55. The Everly Brothers recorded Kathy's Clown in 1960. In 1961, Ricky Nelson recorded Hello, Mary Lou, and his dad, Ozzy, played the tenor guitar on the record while he celebrated his own birthday. He was turning 55. Elvis Presley's first post-Army recording session ended up recording Stuck on You, for which there were already 1.5 million advance orders. That happened in 1960. George Hamilton IV cut Abilene in 63. Dee Clark recorded Raindrops in 61. Elvis back in the studio also in 61 recorded Can't Help Falling in Love. Ray Peterson recorded The Wonder of You in 59, and Johnny Cash cut The Ring of Fire in 1963. Birthdays: Eddie Money, born in 1949, Nat King Cole in 1919, Adam Wade in 1935, Patty Boyd, known as Lola, former married to George Harrison, Eric Clapton, she is 80 this week. Zola Taylor of the Platters, born this week, 1936. Wilson Pickett, born in 1941. Clarence Frogman Henry is 87. Robin Luke, 82. Ruth Pointer from the Pointer Sisters, 78. Jerry Reed, born in 1937. Carl Palmer from Emerson, Lake and Palmer, 74. Joe Rivers from Johnny and Joe, born in 1935. Solomon Burke in 1940. Billy Joe Hunter, born in 1919. The late Johann Sebastian Bach, born 1685. He wrote the melodies for what became hits Whiter Shade of Pale and A Lover's Concerto and Joy. Jeremy Clyde from Chad and Jeremy is 83, George Benson, 81, John Sebastian from The Love and Spoonful, 74, and Chaka Khan is 71. And from Treasure Island Oldies, that's your rock and roll news for the week of March 17th. I'm Michael Godin.
Treasure Island Oldies.